make the call. It's time for our weekly segment with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
Here we go, John McClain, Hall of Fame writer.
We've told him he's got to turn off the Astros and be focused.
Yeah, John, just for a little bit, 2-0 Astros, top of the sixth. I think that I'm not sure if they are in the bottom of the sixth yet, but what's it like in Houston? The Astros are on. You're having to do this little annoying segment with us. The excitement in Houston.
It's not annoying. I'm always happy to do it. I'm in front of the TV. It's bottom of the sixth. I just sent in a column, and now I'm about to go make a speech in 30 minutes.
You're the ultimate of the multitaskers.
Yeah.
Texans win in Kansas City, John. How impressed were you?
Well, everybody expected them to lose. We thought they'd play a close game. And, of course, the Astros played the Yankees on Sunday night. I thought the Texans would lose. I'd hustle back to my Airport Marriott hotel, watch the game in the hotel bar because no hotel gets Fox Sports 1 in the rooms. And then when they won, I was stunned. And they won 31-24. We think it's the biggest win of Bill O'Brien's career. Their offense has been fantastic the last two games. The defense has been good enough, giving up a lot of yards and touchdowns, but still made plays when they needed to. So right now, between the Astros winning that big game with Correa's walk-off and the Texans winning, that's one of the biggest days in Houston history. Now, of course, the Astros trying to win this one behind Gerrit Cole. People are pumped about our teams, and eventually maybe people will stop talking about Rockets general manager Daryl Morey. He started talking about the Rockets and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and the prospects for the season.
Long-term draft pick, you know, ramifications that he traded away notwithstanding, John, because that could obviously come back to bite anybody who trades away a draft pick. But Bill O'Brien, the GM, has made some moves that have really helped. I mean, Carlos Hyde and Kenny Stills, not even, you know, Laremy Tunsil and trading away Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, all that seems to have worked out for them.
Everything's worked out great so far. It could blow up in their face. I wrote about that today, how the Texans were the subject of ridicule when they gave O'Brien power over personnel when he traded 2 ones and a 2 for Tunsil and Stills. Tunsil's, according to Pro Football Focus, been the best tackle in football the last 3 weeks. The offensive line has not allowed a sack in the last 2 games. Watson's thrown for 750 yards, and the offense has generated 1,164 yards in those games, and they've helped the run. They're averaging, let's see, they're fifth in rushing right now with Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, both of whom came in trades that O'Brien engineered once he got the power. So right now, everything is going well, but all it takes is one upset, one stinker like they had against Carolina here when they lost 16-10. Everybody's ready to run O'Brien out of town. So they're going to Indianapolis. They win that game, they'll be a game and a half in first place in the AFC South. They're a 1-point underdog by the end of the week. Wouldn't surprise me if they're not favored.
By the way, Gerrit Cole, in the bottom of the sixth, just threw a ball, but maybe it was a strike, 100 miles an hour. He's throwing 92 pitches. He's throwing BBs and has been for about 2 months. How much value? There is a report that has not been confirmed, but a report that Trent Williams is being traded to Cleveland. What would you, John, without maybe knowing exactly what's being going, if that's true, what do you think his value would be in return to the Redskins?
Considering he's 31, he's been hurt the last 5 years, missed a lot of time, wants a new contract, I would offer like a conditional fourth-round pick that could be a 3. There's no way I would give up more of that for a guy his age, his injury history. And also, you know, he hadn't reported he's lost a lot of money. He demanded they fire their training staff. How many are going to do that? But Cleveland's offensive line is awful. They need to make moves. Williams from here, he's been here working out, and it would certainly help him if he got traded. And I'm interested. The Texans need a cornerback. They've lost their best one, Brandon Roby, for at least a month with a hamstring injury. Their other starter, Jonathan Joseph, missed Sunday with a hamstring injury, and they went with their second-round pick, Lonnie Johnson, and 2 guys off the street. And when you're trying to win, you need more. So I think trader Bill O'Brien, if he can find another draft choice, may try to go to a team that's losing and say, hey, we'll take that guy. I would think Chris Harris Jr., Denver, who's 30 and wants a new contract. I think he would be a good candidate.
Go ahead, Paul.
What do they? I mean, they've traded a lot of their draft pick capital, though, John. What do they do to get one?
Well, they traded. They've got a 3 from Seattle. They traded 1 and a 2 this year, a 1 next year. They got a 2. They picked up some other picks, and they could afford to trade that Seattle pick because they're going to end up with 2 or 3 more third rounders for a compensatory pick. So, the guys they're traded for, Laremy Tunsil just turned 25 years old. He's going to be around here a long time. So giving up a lot from him, it was worth it. Nobody out there would say it was not worth it. And then Kenny Stills, who's missed the last 2 games, he's averaging 17.1 yards a catch and has 4 catches of at least 30 yards. So people are happy about that. But if I could get a corner that could come in and play and I could give up 3, I'd do it. I'd give them Seattle's 3.
Hey, John, I think they're about to go into a hole full of moccasins up in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We know how hard it is to win at Oklahoma State. Your thoughts about, though, your alma mater, the Baylor Bears at 6-0 coming off the win against Texas Tech?
It's unbelievable. I tell you what, the Longhorns and the Sooners, they do not relish coming to Waco for, as a friend of mine calls, the war on the shore. And I feel terrible about Clay Johnston. It was an awful blow. They got a lot of talent. And I got to admit, when they were on the half-yard line at the end of the game, I was about to send out a tweet, acknowledging Texas Tech for the victory. And I thought, yeah, I'll just wait and see what happens. And it was an unbelievable victory. And right now, even if they lose to Oklahoma State, it won't surprise me at all if they don't win one of those 2 games here.
All right, man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, guys. Sick 'em.
That's John McClain.